in Kovna. And there was a Jew that was davening, and he was smiting his breast every alchet and weeping. And the Jew was a plain, simple Jew. He probably didn't even understand the words that he was saying. And there was a gabbai in shul, and the gabbai didn't like that this Jew was crying and carrying on. So he went over in the middle of davening and he pushed him away. And go to the back of the shul. You can't carry on like this in shul. So Rabbi Yisrael said, he says, look at two people, he said. He said, one Jew, he said, weeps about a virus that he never committed. But because they're printed in the Mahzer, he takes them for himself, and he wants to improve himself. And he said, and the other person who thinks because he has office, so on the holiest day of the Jewish year, he's over on an Avera Min HaTorah to insult another human being, to push him away. Look at the comparison, he said. But probably, I shouldn't say it, I don't know, but I would imagine that in certain places, if you took a vote, who was right or wrong, I mean, the gabbai would give you a pretty good race. People would say, hey, you know, the other guy's making noise, right? Rabbi Yisrael saw the world differently. In Kovna, he also made houses of Musar, but the houses of Musar in Kovna were basically frequented only by certain elite groups of people. Now, Rabbi Yisrael had a number of great disciples. I mentioned to you Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, who was called Rebitzel the Peterburger. He later became the Rav in St. Petersburg, in the Russian capital of Petersburg, and that's why he was called Peterburger. His last name was Blazer. At the end of his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he lived in Eretz Yisrael to a very old age. He died in the 1900s in Yerushalayim. His caver is in Har HaZeisim. He wrote a sefer called Or Yisrael, The Light of Israel, which is a biography and a philosophy of Musar. It's a biography of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and it's a philosophy of Musar. And the Sefer has been reprinted many times. It is the basis of most of the information that we know about Rabbi Yisrael. About him, the famous legend is said, again, that Rabbi Yisrael is the one who counseled him to go to become the Rav in St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg was the capital, the Tsarist capital of Russia, built by Peter the Great in the early 1700s. And it was a cosmopolitan city. It was almost a French city, not even a Russian city. In the Russian court, they spoke French as the official language. You see the ads in the Times, you know, that the Tsar sent his laundry 1,000 miles to be done. I got guys in yeshiva that send it even farther. Yeah. But it was a cosmopolitan, modern, secular city. And Jews lived there illegally, but there was a large Jewish population. The wealthy Jews were able to buy permission to live in the city, and then there were poor Jews who lived in the city illegally. And Rabbi Yisrael sent his Talmud, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, to be the Rav there. So it is said that his Talmud said to him, his disciple said to him, Rabbi, I can't go. He said, I'm afraid to go. Who knows what will happen to me there? He said, I'll get ruined. So Rabbi Yisrael said to him, he said, well, who shall I send? Someone who is not afraid. And that reflected their attitude. Rabbi Yisrael sent his Talmidim throughout Lithuania and Russia, as I mentioned to you, even Western Europe, to Germany and France, to try and save and help Jews and to bring the ideas of Jewish ethics into the Jewish world. He had another great disciple, Rav Naftali Amsterdam. And then he had a great disciple, Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv. Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv was a German, a German type of Jew, who built one of the great Musar educational